The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Bechayris Daf Yud Gimel. In the discussion of the Mishnah and the Sugya, the beginning of the second perek, the concern of the Mishnah is for a Yid to be able to be makne to a goy. That's halacha lemaisa, what's nageh. For a yid to be makne to a goy, a chelek of the behemoth, we learned that shut v'sakum, patos of behemoth and b'choy. Today, b'zman hazeh, our ikin concern is not to have kedushas b'choy chal and behemoth, because nothing we can do with it. It's going to blight psulei hamikdashim, which will create all sorts of problems. You're going to have to be misnaig with the behemoth, kedushas b'choy. So what we do is we sell miktsas of the behemoth to a goy. The issue goes fakaret also. How is a goy makne to a yid? In order for the Mishnah to be able to understand, when is it called, when is it considered that the animal belongs, after a king, that the animal belongs to a yid, that it would be mechuyev in b'chayr. Either way, the Mishnah and the Gemara have a whole discussion by Richus. How is a yid kind of from a goy? How is a goy kind of from a yid? The basic formula that the Gemara says is that since the Pasuk says, v'chisimka mimka la misecho, the pasuk that speaks about kinyone mitaltalin, mekachu memkar, in Parshas Bahar, defines v'chisimku memkar in terms of amisecho, amischo b'mitzvah, a yid. So memela, that tells us that there's a certain mechanism, a certain derech, ma'isa kinyonim, that works by a yid, that does not work by a goy. The Gemara understands that it has to be fakert also. There's certain kinyonim that work by a yid, not by a goy, certain kinyonim that work by a goy, not by a yid. Why does it have to be that way? Why does it have to be also what the Gemara says, that it's going on kesef vis-a-vis Mashicha, and if one works by a guy, one works by a yid, and if one works by a yid, one works by a guy. Why does it have to be that way? I mean, it's a shomul discuss. But that's the basis of the sugya. Now, the Gemara, truth to be told, goes to a tzad, towards the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara says that biyachas to Mashicha and kesef, the Gemara says that maybe neither one is koine. That means that the Torah was megalad only legabi business that's done between two yidin. A yid legabi a goy, maybe neither one is koine. So Rashi says, towards the bottom of the Amid, klal klal loy, ad shetove l'shuse shel Yisrael loy koni. If kesef doesn't work, if Mashicha doesn't work, so how will the Kenyan, how will in this case, how will the Yisrael be kind of from the goy? He can't be kind of not with Mashiach and not with Kesem. He'll be kind of only when it's Yovei L'Shusai. What exactly is the Kenyan of Yovei L'Shusai? There are two ways to explain this Rashi that I discussed in Rabbi Senu HaAchroinim. And we'll, Emir Tzashem, try now to discuss both of them, the ramifications and the deeper understanding of the Kenyanim, then again, these in Yonim. The Marita Gazi, over here in our sugi, explains that what we're talking about Achiyovi L'shusa Shisrael is Kinyin Chotzer. If Kesef doesn't work, and if Mashicha doesn't work, so then Chotzer will work. That means when it's Yovi L'shusa of the Yisrael Befoil, over there it'll work. Now, we can ask a Kasha. We'll ask the Kasha in our Nusach. Truth to be told, the Kasha in a different context is a Kasha of the Ktzois. The question is, if Mashicha does not work, if Yisrael being Moshe Chachefetz does not work, that means we're going in the Tzad of the Gemara, Klal Klal Loi, that neither Mashicha nor Kesef will work when Yisrael is being kind of in the Goy, but when it's Nimtza B'chotzer, like we said, of the Yisrael will be kind of. L'chayra, the idea of Mashicha and Chotzer are almost similar. Almost similar, they're similar, they're almost the same. What's Mashicha? Mashicha means L'chayra, Mashicha, L'rshusay shel Adam. When a person is Moshe something, it's now sitting in his Rishus. A Chotzer, the Kinyan of a Chotzer, is the Kinyan of it being in his Rishus. So what's the difference between one and the other? If one does not work, why should the other one, yeah, work? Like we said, the Ktzois asked this Kasha in a different context. The Ktzois is in Kuf Tzadi Ches of Kotten Aleph. Over there, the discussion is the fact, which is a prominent part of our sugya, Rabbi Yochanan holds, insofar as Yisrael is concerned, leave Goy aside for a second, insofar as Yisrael is concerned, Rabbi Yochanan holds Dvar Torah Mois Koinus. When two Yidden exchange, when they want to do business, and Reuven wants to buy a sack of apples, oranges, any metaltlin, a car, from Shimon, that what's Koine is Kesef and not Mashicha. Kesef and not Mashicha. And the question is, Kesef is obviously a good Kenyan when you're buying something for money. What happens if Shimon wants to give it? Not he's selling the apples to Reuven. Reuven's being koina mekchum emkar. But Reuven's being koina because Shimon wants to give him a matana. How would he be koina? So Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, the fine Aleph says, obviously, that the reason why, obviously, Al-Kobanim, as far as Tosfos is concerned, that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan holds Kesef is Li'ikuva is because the proper Kenyan in a setting of business is a Kenyan that expresses business, which is Kesef. He's only selling it for the money. So Memela, the proper Kenyan is a Kenyan that denotes that that activity, which is Mekho Memka. You have to pay money. But what happens, let's say that's not what's going on. It's not Mekho Memka. Shimon is giving apples to Reuven, a straight up matono. The aloch is, of course, Reuven is koina be Meshich. Ad kan shittes toises. The Ramban, the Ktois brings in Bav Metzia Mem Zayin Amid Beis, actually a shittim kubetzes in the name of the Ramban, that even if it's a matona, since the Torah was Megala, the Kesef is koina, Meshicha is not koina, the halacha is the Meshicha is not koina, even by matona. Since it's coming Miyad Shimon, it has to be Niknes in a different oven. How do you be koina? Either Bechalipin, the Ramban says, or the Ramban says that the way you'll be koina is, since you've been kind of by Reuven, you'll be koina. Reuven's been koina from Shimon. It'll be koina when it's in the chotzer of Reuven. He'll be koina with Kinyan chotzer. Agav will add, not Kinyan Agav, but Agav Urcho will add as an aside that Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Tzela Petterberger and others in Pri Yitzchok, add that even according to the Ramban, by Mitzio, you're certainly kind of Meshicha. That's Mufurish in the first pack about Mitzio. Meshicha, you certainly had to pick up. The Gemara does not say any place in Shas is a chil between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, legabe being kind of Mitzio with Meshicha. And the reason to be Mechalik between Maton and Meshicha is very simple. The reason why Rabbi Yochanan holds Kesef is because Kesef is a Kenyan that denotes a relationship between two people. Kesef always means one person's getting money from another. Meshicha is something that's one-sided. Reuven might be being koina from Shimon, but he's being koina a Kenyan by bringing it into his rishus. The Meshicha per se is one-sided. A matona as well as Mekach u'Memka is a two-sided Kenyan. There's a makna, there's a koina. So Mamel, the Kenyan, at least according to the Ramban, Tosfos argues, but according to the Ramban, the Kenyan has to be a Kenyan that expresses a two-sided affair. The Maisa Kenyan has to be a Maisa Kenyan of Reuven being koina from Shimon. Meshicha doesn't express that. Masha'en Kain legabi Metzia. Metzia is certainly only one-sided. If it's certainly only one-sided, then Meshicha will work. That's the Shita of the Ramban. Frag the Ktois, like we said in Kufza the Chesiv Kotten Aleph. If Meshicha doesn't work, Tmihani says the Ktois, how could Chotze work? What's Chotze? Chotze means Hachnosa Lushusai. What's Meshicha? Meshicha is also Hachnosa Lushusai. That's the Ktois' Kasha, the same Kasha that we just asked, Biyachas to Yisrael and Agoy. The Teretz of the Kasha is, let's dig a little bit deeper to the definition. Meshicha is not a Kenyan like Chotzer. Why not? Chotzer, the reality is that the thing is in my Rishus. The reason why I'm koina when something's in my Chotzer is because it's by me. Ownership, and we're going to use this definition extensively, the definition of ownership, as far as Metalton is concerned, when something is by me, I own it. Of course, I could take something from somebody else's. And over there also there's a musik of kinyon exele. If it's by me, to a certain extent, that means it's under my jurisdiction. It's under my shlita. It's by me. It's mine. Ownership is defined by who has possession. Possession is 9/10 of the law. If it's by me, I'm the owner. Chotzer is a totality of definition that the chefetz is by me. When something's in my chotzer, it's the gami by me as if I was holding it. Yad and chotzer are taka, the same kinyon. The Kenyan of Yad, not Meshicha. What's Meshicha? Meshicha means the thing is not by me totally. What's Meshicha? A chevitz is on the ground, and let's say a bicycle is lying on the ground, or a car, and I move it from place to place on the ground. I move it, let's say, from one place on the street to another. Is the car, the bike, the whatever it is, totally in my rishus? No. I brought it into my rishus, meaning say I did an act of defining that I'm bringing it into my rishus. But is it totally in my rishus? No, it's in my rishus subjective to somebody else's rishus, vis-a-vis somebody else. For instance, Meshicha is not koine shalomi daite shalodom. Why is that?
Because the whole idea of a Mashiach is the person is defining the Chayfetz as by him. If you're not thinking, there's no definition. What you do, on Trachten, Nishdokin definition. If a person is not thinking about being Moshech, the act of Mashiach itself is not a kinyan. Chatzeri Shalodim Kernel Shalom Edaiti. Why? Because there's an objective reality there of something being in Gansen. In total, in my Rishus. The Chotzer defines that the object in question is totally by me. Has nothing to do with my das. If something falls into my chotzer, it's mine. Mashiach is something that could only be done by das because it's not totally by me. It's a way of me defining that I removed it from somebody else's rishus. Says the Ramban, this is the oimik of the Ramban. The Ramban is telling us that whenever you do a kinyan, which is subjective in definition to the other person. It's by me. It used to be by somebody else. I'm taking it out. You have to do a kinyan that's subjective, that defines the relationship between two. That's only kesef. Even b'matono, what you're doing is you're defining an object that used to be his, now it's mine. The kinyan for that is kesef. Kesef defines a relationship between two people, or chalipin defines a relationship between two people. Mishicha, he says, will not work, because the better kinyan in expressing the subjectivity of where the chefetz is, that it used to be by Shimon, now it's by Reuven, is only expressed with kesef. Says the Ramban, but chotzer will work. Why? Because chotzer, you're not trying to express legabe somebody else, vis-a-vis somebody else. Chotzer means it's totally by me. Now, obviously, I can't pick up your chefetz without your rots and put it in my chotzer and have it become mine. That's genevim. That's not by me. It's called I grabbed it from you and I put it in my rishus. But where you're masking for me to be kind to something, and I take that something and I put it in my chotzer, it's in totally by me. If it's totally by me, then it's mine. That does not need a das to define the subjectivity of not by you anymore, but by me. It's totally by me. That's the pshat in the Ramban, and that's the pshat as well over here. Meaning to say, it could be that Yisrael and a goy cannot do business in the regular way, in any kinyan which is subjective, a subjective way of defining a relationship between the two of them. Maybe that's together the gezeirah kosuv. La mischo, when you're doing business with a yid, two yidin that are dealing with each other, do maisei kinyonim in a way that subjectively defines where that chefetz that used to be by you, now it's by me. Well, let's use kinyonim that define that. Mashein kein, kinyin. Kinyan Chotzer has nothing to do with definition of me and you. It has to do with, there's a physical reality, it's by me, geographically, physically, it's in my domain, it's in my rishus, I'm in control of it, it's by me. That makes it mine. That would be true, even if Mashiach and Kesef don't work, but Chotzer will work. That's one part of what's going on over here. And again, what we really did know was we answered the Kash of the Ketzois on the Ramban, Legabe business between Yisrael. But let's dig a little bit deeper. The assumption of the Marit Algazi's Pshat and Rashi is that there is Kinyan Chotzer by Yisrael being kind of from a goy. The problem is that the Rashi we just quoted, true, is talking about a Yisrael who has Kinyan Chotzer being kind of from a goy, but the Gemara also uses the same klal loy to define that even if we say the Yisrael and the goy can't do business, not with Kesem and not with Mashiach, but Kishiyove Lushusa, then yes, would also be used to explain the Amin of the Gemara, a goy being kind of from a yid, the animal for Bechor. The goy is being kind of from a yid in order to patu of the Bechor of Yisrael. And the Gemara over there, clearly, the way we just explained the Gemara, would mean that a goy can be kind of with Chotzer from a yid. And the question is asked, can a goy be kind of with Kinyan Chotzer? This is a major, major discussion. And because of this Nekuda, there's a different, totally different way of learning. We're going to bring him here to Hashem. The Ketzois and Kuf Tzadik Dalet brings from the Birchas HaZevach. The Birchas HaZevach is one of the classics from Kochim. That we're not talking over here about Kinyan Chotzer. What we're talking about over here is with Kinyan Agav. But let's leave that aside for a second. We'll discuss what the problem is. Why not say that a guy is kind of a Chotzer? The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, seemingly comes out with a maskona that Chotzer is Mishum Shlichus. This is a discussion of the Chotzer Mishum Yad, Chotzer Mishum Shlichus. It's not clear if the maskona is that only Chotzer de Itzisa
Only a woman's chatzah, because it's a chiddush of gerushin, would be mishum yad. That's one way of explaining the Gemara. Another way of explaining the Gemara is that chatzah mishum yad, if you're standing by the side of the chatzah, that's what seems to be the pashto of the Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Yud Beis. And this seems to be the approach of the Nesivis in his psicha to Simon Reish. Simon Reish and Choshen Mishpot is the Simon that deals with King Yechotze. The Nesivis has a long, difficult psicha over there, going through all the nyanim of King Yechotze. The way he seems to explain the maskana of the two sugyas in Bavitzi, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, is that every time you're a medes letzad chatzeroi, that's called Chotze Mishum Yad, you do not need to come onto Shlichus. What's the nafkamina for what we're talking about? The nafkamina is if we're talking about Goy doesn't have shlichus. The Gemara says, Ma'atem gamatem, ma'atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. Shlichus is only a function of Yisrael. Goy does not have shlichus. If that's the case, then we're really up a creek. How are we going to say that a Goy over here has kinyan chotzer if he doesn't have shlichus? Again, if you say that there's a different track called chotzer mishum yad, so then you could say that over here the chotzer is a medes bitzad chatzeroi, that's in the Sivis. The Ktzois, in his beginning of Simon Reish, categorically, it's also in Simon Kuf Tzadik Dalek, categorically rejects the Nesivis as Chiddush. It's all Shiloh over there, how to learn of the Rosh, the Riv, Ayin Shom. It's really, again, the cheshma of those two sugis over there. We're not going to get involved, obviously, in the nitty-gritty of the sugi in Bav Metzia. But the Ktois rejects the maskon of the Nesivis. He holds that you always have to come on to Chotze Mishum Shlichus. If that's true, so we're really in trouble. If Chotze Mishum Shlichus, how is it going to have Shlichus? So the Birch HaZevach, like we said, proposes, in order to go along with this pshat of Shlichus, of Chotze, and which would be Mechaiva saying that a goy does have shlichus, v'harei goy is nismayed from shlichus, is Matziah pi a famous shtichel Masas B'yomin. The Poskim all bring a Masas B'yomin. Masas B'yomin is from the G'dele Achreinim, the door right after the Ramah. It was from the G'dele Talmidim of the Ramah. And the Masas B'yomin proposes a Chiddush. He says that the Torah, the Gemara, Gemara in Gittin, Gemara in Bav Metzia, never is memayit chotzer from Goy Legami. Goy is not nismayed from the parsha of chotzer as a general rule. What's going on, he says, is that a Goy is nismayed from shlichus for a yid. The lashon of the Gemara is ma'atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. Your shliach has to be ma'atem gamatem. The shliach has to be kemoise. It has to represent being a representative. In order to be somebody's representative, you have to share something in common. In order to share something in common, you have to be that he's b'nei bris. That's the way the Gemara defines it. A whole shaila, by the way, I'm going to have wrong. Really meaningly in. What about a mumer? Does he lose that because he's not mekabel mitzvahs? Since the Gemara says b'nei bris, does a kin a mumer and a Yisrael have shlichus for each other? That's as an aside. What the Masas Binyamin says, and this is a classic yisoid that's worth remembering, is that the miut of goy for shlichus is only insofar as a goy representing a yid and a yid representing a goy. What about if we're talking about a goy representing another goy? It says over there, there's certainly a tzad hashav between the two of them. Ying and Yang could represent each other. Harry and Richard could represent each other. In that context, says the Birchas HaZevach, that's the Chiddush in the Masas Binyamin, that since there is Shlichus by a Goy, the Chotzer of a Goy, who obviously is the first cousin of the Goy himself, it's not a Yid, the Chotzer of the Goy can represent the Goy the same way a Yid can represent another Yid. A Yid cannot represent a Goy, but a Chotzer of a Goy can represent the Goy himself. A Goy does have Shlichus insofar as Kinyan Chotzer is concerned. This is the Masas Binyamin, and that would be the Pshat, Lloyd, this definition of what Rashi means, that a guy would be koino, would be with King Yechotzer. There's even a better way of saying it. Again, the Ktzois is doiche the Birchas HaZevach. He says the Chiddush, to rely on it. He says, what's the relying over there? We'll get to in a minute. What are they talking about? But the Machnefraim, let's just add, the Machnefraim has another way of explaining over here. He says, you don't even need to come out to Shlichus. He says, this that Chotzim Shum Shlichus, and a Goy doesn't have Shlichus, is only a problem when you're talking about two people representing each other where they have nothing to do with each other. If I want you to represent me, to be Mekadesh, Megarish, do a Kinyan for me, what do you have to do? Vashab Ich Tzitam Medir. What do you have to do with me? In order to bind us together with the glue called Shluchus Ladim Kimoisoi, we have to have a commonality. We have to share in common being B'nai Bris.
Says Mashenken the Chotzer. The Chotzer is bound to the owner by dint of the fact that it's his real estate. The Machna Frayim says it even tiefer. The Machna Frayim says that if you have a goy that's working for a yid, even though, like we said, we just said for the Mas Min Yamin, a goy can represent another goy. Machna Frayim says even further. He says that a goy can be a shlich for a yid can be a shlich for a goy, if the two of them are behechrak representing each other. Where? Let's say by poil or by shutif. When we talk about a poil, he says that a goyish worker, halakha a goyish worker can be kind of for his owner who's a yid. Why? Because since he's meshubit to work for him, today, as far as he's meshubit, between the hours of 9 and 5, he is by definition representative of the Yisrael. Financially, he's telling him his hours are meshubit to the Yisrael. In that case, he could represent it. Where can't he represent? Only where you need to put them together. Put two people together and have no shayach to each other. Kemoisa, the Torah says. But over here, you don't need the Kemoisa because they're bound. Chotzer, Kalvachoymer, Bemenezhe, Kalvachoymer would certainly not have that problem. See, either according to the Masses Binyamin or according to the Machna Ephraim, we understand that a goy has Shlichus. He has Shlichus insofar as Chotzer is concerned, either because Chotzer shiny or because there's a deeper connection between the two, like the Machna Ephraim says. Where does the Ketoyis bring in this discussion? The Ketoyis in Kuf Tzadik Dalet has a major discussion on Halakha L'maaseh, because he proposes, if you don't want to go to Birchas HaZevach, you don't want to say that a goy has Chotzer, because Chotzer Mishum Shlichus, like we said. So what is the pshat over here that the goy will be kind of Agav the Yid? The goy will be kind of from the Yid. What's he going to be kind of? The way he'll be kind of is, when it's Boldur Shusai, he'll be kind of with Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav, described in Kiddushin above Metzir Daf Yir Aleph, is the Kinyan of being kind of karka with metaltalin on it. So Chiddush Dike Kinyan, that even when you're not being kind of with a Maisa Kinyan in the metaltalin per se, but if you're being kind of karka, so then Agav the karka, the metaltalin, you can be makna metaltalin with it. It's a difficult Kinyan to understand how you're kind of without a Maisa Kinyan. Somehow doing a Maisa Kinyan on A works for B. Why? Karka and Taltan have that representation, have that relationship with each other. Maybe we'll discuss him in Sishim the next year. Bagabonim, that is the Ketzois brings the Abishem the Birch HaZevach. The Ketzois has a problem with that Hatzol. What's his problem? The Ketzois over there is talking Ligabei, how to be kind of Chometz. Every year before Pesach, we want, through the Rav who represents us, we want that a goy should be koina from a yid chometz. Now, if you're talking over here about a sheep that you have a problem of bechor, it's relatively simple to be moishich and give kesef for the sheep in order to cover your bases. Since the Gemara by us says that there's a sofik is moishicha koina is kesef, so you do both, no problem. When you're talking about chometz, it's rather not practical to be moishich. You're talking about the goy is sitting in the office of the rabbi on Erev Pesach. It's rather not practical for him to be moishich all the different boxes of pretzels, cornflakes, and whatnot that are in the house of the Yid. And not only in the house of the Yid, the Rav is representing, if it's a good shul, 250 families. If he's representing 250, he's going to go to 250 houses and be moishich, pick up every single box of cornflakes. Not very practical. And if it's Nabisco and he's selling a warehouse of cornflakes, it's certainly not practical. So what he says over there is that the way to do it is, and this is the way we write in Tao Shtoris, is to, the Birch HaZevach says, to be makna with Kinyan Agav. He says, Agav works by a goy. The goy will be koina. Part of what he'll do is he'll be koina makne karka. Every year, they write into the Shtori Mechira that every single person who's selling chometz agrees to be makne, to lease, to the goy, area of dalet al dalet. You could give it under your fridge, someplace where you're not using, where on your porch, on the end of your patio, the garden, a few square tiles that'll equal dalet al dalet. That should be a sizable area, a shetach, a rishus. And he'll be makna that to the goy, by being makna that to the goy, agav that he can be makna the metalkin. That is the Birch HaZevach. Comes along the Hilgah Ketoyis and Kuf Tzadik Dalet, the Ketoyis says, no, kinyan agav, he proves from the Sugya and Bavakam, is only a kinyan midrabonon. Whole Shaila had a learning Gemara in Bavakam, but he says, it's a serious sad that kinyan agav is dirabonon. If it's a kinyan dirabonon, will it help not to be over by yiro deraisa? Does a kinyan derabanan work to make something yours deraisa? And Mr. Hashem, this is something that we have to discuss. the Rabbanan Mahani Deraisa.
So the Agav could work in business, but if you're talking about being Koine B'chor, you want to use a kinyan that'll be chal deraisa, because otherwise you have something which deraisa has kedushas b'chor. You have some deraisa that you have bal yiroh on. So the ktsoist is not satisfied with the birchas hazevach's kinyan agav. We said, like we said, that mashiach is not practical. Over here you can do by b'chor, you can do mashiach or kesef. Over there you're not going to be able to do kinyan agav because only the rabbanon. The ktsoist goes by richus to explain kinyan udisa. It's in mechudish the kinyan that the ktsoist discusses over there. So what do we have so far?
We had so far, and we related the more esoteric sugya of selling a b'chor, doing business between a Gid, a Goy and a Yid on Metaltlin, to the more practical ramification of how to be Koine, the Kenyan of Chometz. There's a discussion over here, does Kenyan Mashiach work, does Kesef work? There's a tzad in the Gemara that neither one of them works. By Bechor Lamaisa, we paskin that either one of the two works. You do both. Bechor is relatively easy to solve. Chometz will be a problem, because if we don't have Achro, to do Kesef is easy enough. It's easy enough for the Goy to pay the Yid a Shava Pruta for his Chometz, but it's not practical for the guy to do Mashiach. So you'll blind like the Havimin and Algamar. You'll make sure that every bit of Chometz you have is in the Chotzer of the Goy. Meaning, say, the Kinyan Agav is more practical in that way, because the Goy is koine from the Yid any Shetach, any area of Dalar al Dalar of Karka. And Agav then is koine also all his cornflakes, all his snacks, all his Chometz. Mashenkin, if you're talking about Kinyan Chotzer, it has to be in it. Agav, you can be makna any karka with any metaltlin. Kinyan Chotzer, the metaltlin obviously has to be in the Chotzer. How practical is it that the Goy is kind of every single place that has Chometz, that every single area, every single building, he's kind of your whole house? If you have it locked up in cabinets, he's kind of everything. That's not practical. So by Chometz, the Ktsois is going to have to go out on a limb to explain his tremendous Chiddush of Kinyan Udiso, which is a totally new Kinyan that the Ktsois introduces, argues, and defends. There's a lot of raid about that Kinyan. If you're not going to use that, what do they do with the Shtori Mechiri? Since the Udiso is controversial, the Ktsois is Chiddush of Udiso, so they do Meshicha, they do Kesef, they do Aga. That's why the Rav, the guy, it's famous that the Rabbanim do a bunch of different Giyonim. This is part of the reason why. Getting back to Bechor, we discussed why Chotzer would work. What happened to the fact that Chotzer and Mashiach is the same thing? To define properly the chil between Chotzer and Mashiach, we also defined what would be the difference between Chotzer Mishum Shlichus and every other Shlichus that a guy wouldn't necessarily have. Either the Pshat is because a guy has Chotzer vis-a-vis another guy, a guy has Shlichus vis-a-vis another guy, certainly by a Chotzer, or that you don't need the regular Pasha of Shlichus because the relationship between a Chotzer and the owner is more intense than the relationship between two people. And who holds, like which tzad we brought Machlek Seis and Sivs. In the following year, we're going to discuss these ideas further, more things that come up over here.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.